Some people keeping the formula to themselves. I'm going to tell everybody how I do it. Because if they fake it, ain't going to work anyway.
That's the song Formula 6 from Little Rock's own 607, also known as Adrian Tillman. 607 has been part of the group Trauma Team and is currently half of the duo Ear Fear with his brother Bobby. The group recently put out a double album this past year. But 607 also puts out solo recordings. This most recent album, Yikes, is attracting a lot of attention.
Man, I got a crazy response off of it. Usually we got our little crowd, our little, you can't call it a cult following because it's like 10 people, but we got our little people who always latch on to the music. They love it. They love what we do, how we do it. They're a certain type of people. See what I'm saying? They normally book readers. They really like documentaries. You know what I'm saying? They like, those are the kind of people listening to our music usually. This album, I put it out and everybody is latching on to it for some reason. I don't know why. We're getting a lot of casual listeners and a lot of people who normally wouldn't even check for us, checking for us. So it's been a real cool response.
When he says cult following of 10 people, he's really downplaying his popularity. This album's only been out for a few months, and when I saw him perform at a recent show in Little Rock, it was packed, and several people knew pretty much all the words to his songs, both old and new. 607 draws inspiration from a variety of sources, but he mentions that he doesn't really care much for being asked to describe his sound. But having been asked that question a lot over the past decade, he's come up with this succinct response.
My favorite artist of all time is Fiona Apple, hands down, because her writing is amazing. My favorite rapper of all time is Tupac, so I just try to be like a mix of those two. I want the emotion and delivery of Tupac, and I want the passion and the writing, you know, and she's so precise with her words is crazy, because she don't even curse, but her words, if when she got this one song, Of Course Never Is a Promise, but another song called Love Written. I mean, she just, whoever she's talking to, I know they just felt like this big, man. And I want to be able to do that with words. Not for the purpose of bringing people down, but for building them up.
Playing shows around the state, 607 is known for his precise delivery and biting lyrics. And he has a reputation for talking about both his love of and his frustration with Arkansas, the place he was born and raised. He's been a musician since 2000, not only rapping, but also playing cello, mandolin, and baritone ukulele. Most recently, he started picking up the banjo. He first fell in love with music, he explains, as a young kid riding around Little Rock listening to music with his uncle. At 10 years old, he began taking tape recorders apart, making multiple tracks. He even got his little brothers and sisters involved, something they still have bad memories of to this day, he says, laughing.
I just had little raps I would make. Like, my brother had a toy piano. I would beat on the actual speaker and just hum along with stuff. And so, like, cause you could record, like, or I would buy this, you know, singles back in the day, the tape singles, you could buy those and they had instrumentals on them, and you get other tapes and put tissue in the top of it. And so you could record on it. So I had like four of those. And so you record one thing on this with your voice on it. Like I got this tape recorder playing, and then I got this tape recorder recording, and I just lean in the middle and I would rap. So bam, after I got that tape with the voice and the beat on it, you put that tape in and play that and record on another tape so you can double your voice. So yeah, and then I got my brothers and sisters doing it. I wrote them raps and stuff. It was awful. They got terrible memories of that because I was in charge. I'm the oldest, so that's what we did.
By the time he was in high school, he joined with a few other rappers, even putting out his first album before graduation. He got his first break in 2000 when his song The Rock made it on Little Rock Radio. A song about being proud of where you're from, The Rock attracted a lot of attention.
It was always popular for people from Little Rock to like talk bad about Little Rock and how, and I wanted to make a song that was, you know, taking pride in the city and stuff. So that's why we made that. Like, it's okay to be proud of where we're from. It's, don't be embarrassed, you know, be proud of this place. It's, you know, we, our parents is from here. We got to. It's just something about Arkansas that I like, so I had to make that song.
The success of The Rock made him believe he could make it as a rapper, which was not initially true, he quickly adds. It would take some years before he was able to make it as a full-time artist, but along the way, he and several other friends worked to bring hip-hop across the state. His group Trauma Team, along with other groups such as Brew Record All-Stars and Phonographic Turntablist, formed the Underground Collective, bringing hip-hop shows to area clubs and venues and changing perceptions of hip-hop in the state. He's grown a lot since then, but much of his current music continues to focus on what he calls the A-State, and his shows have a way of bringing out a nuanced love of Little Rock, a willingness to see both its beauty and its problems. His favorite song on this new album, he adds, is I'm Okay.
It's crazy. Like, I don't get, like, tears in my eyes, but I get very emotional when I'm performing that song. It's a lot of stuff in that song. And that's only one of the, I only recorded like four or five songs like that in my life, to where when I'm saying the words, it's like I'm saying a spell or something, or it's like I'm releasing something out of my body. It feel crazy. I don't know how to explain it. My, like, my face fill up with air or something. And it's weird. It's weird because it's a lot of true stuff in that song. And I think it's a lot of the way people react when they hear that song. And it was even doing that before I performed it for people. It's just, I don't know. Because I don't know how to do that on purpose. But when I wrote that song, I don't know what type of space I was in, but it's a very important song to me. Like, I would play this, I'm going to play that song for my daughter when she's older. And I feel like she'll be able to know, at least at that point, where I was at. I hit the streets like they hit me first. If you're coming with me, baby, put some flip-flops in your purse. I'm a man, so some things I feel, but I won't say. But I keep coming back. That's how you know I'm okay. They treat it like a game, man, because I won't play. They talk, but they didn't touch me, baby. I'm okay. Another song he mentions is the track By Yourself Out Here, featuring his sister Jessica Tillman on background vocals. The song is about the challenges of single mothers and the importance of community members helping one another. I know it's a lot of women who feel that way. I know some of these women, and they need to know that just because the father of your child didn't come through for you, other men or women in the community will come through for you. So if you're sitting over here starving, you're not letting nobody know, that's your stupid fault, because there's people out here. This is Arkansas. That's one thing. I had a rough childhood, but a lot of times our hard times was saved by friends, neighbors, people who just saw and wanted to help out. And so while we still had some hard times, we didn't have as many as we could have without people chipping in. She with them every day. They keep a car dirty, but they so well behaved. How could I let them suffer when I'm out here getting paid? Some label me a trick, but a trick fill up your glass. I just come through when you need me, and I don't make you ask. Helping the soldier easy, I ain't trying to smash, but please don't tempt to tease me. I'm trying to be a man, believe me.
You can check out 607's new album Yikes on Bandcamp, or better yet, catch one of his live shows, where he often performs with his brother Bobby as the group Ear Fear. As I mentioned earlier, Ear Fear has already put out a double album this year. So what prompted this solo release?
I think my purpose in making the album was, like, people used to call me the best rapper in Arkansas, and, like, they weren't saying that no more, and I was very offended by that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what y'all, you know, I still rap. And it was like, well, you know, you still kind of rap, but you don't, as far as the lyrics, you kind of calm down. You got mature subjects, because I know how to make songs now. I used to know how to just make tracks and, you know, battle, but they was like, you know, we don't really hear the hunger. We don't hear it. I was like, all right, for sure. Let me see if I could, see if I can wake y'all back up. I am the best lyricist. If you got the
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Mintz. You hated the real, painted the mirrors black. Denial is what you call that.